saw that the Machaber says that if it's getting late or there's some other pressing issue, so everybody should daven quietly, and then the chazan should repeat Shmon Esrei, but in an abbreviated form, only until after Kedusha Kel Kadosh, and then and that's all he would say out loud. And he'd finish it quietly or whatever. The Ramah says the other way around. That the we start off with the chazan saying the Shmon Esrei out loud, and everybody davening with him in unison, in sync. Now, you know that we call this what we call a Hecha Kedusha, but we don't do either way, right? We don't do either of those systems. So what I did tell you yesterday, I left you hanging with, was, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, brings down these opinions, and then he says in Vav, Avo Mi Algeinu Be'ofen Acher, the Aruch HaShulchan says, our custom is a different way. V'hu HaDerach HaMe'ulam, this is really the better way to do it. The Aruch HaShulchan says, V'hainu, and that is, Shema Shaduchuka, so it's getting late, again, we'll see about this later, you know, it's a Shkia time, or whatever the case may be, or maybe people are going to leave, whatever. Omen HaShatzvah, Omer Chatzik Kaddish Achar Ashrei. So the Chazan gets up, you say Ashrei, and after Ashrei, you say Chatzik Kaddish, as you know. Omevar Gimel Rishonos B'Kol Ram. And he says, right away, starts the Shmon Esrei out loud. V'atzivur Shoskim, and everybody's quiet. V'onim Gimel Amenim Elu. And then they answer Amen three times, right? Mogi Avram. And Achai Mesim, we'll see. Bekoram, v'atzivur Shoskim, onim Gimel Amenim Elu. V'onim Kedusha. And they answer Kedusha. V'achar Shashim Asatz HaKel HaKadosh. And after the Chazan finishes HaKel HaKadosh, assuming it's not a Seder Semei Tshuva, Omdem HaTzibur Mispalim Belachash. So then everybody gets up and they daven quietly after he's gone first. And he said the first three brachas and everybody answered Kedusha and HaKel HaKadosh. Then they start davening quietly. V'gam HaTzibur Mispalim Belachash. And also the Chazan continues his Shmon Esrei quietly, min atachoneng, from atachoneng, right? He doesn't go back to the beginning, right? Everybody want to do this, right? When there's a Hecha Kedusha, the Chazan, after Kedusha, after our Kel Kedusha, he doesn't go back to the beginning, continues, right? It continues on his, so to speak, merry way, but he continues quietly. Uzer v'rachanu shal kol panim onim ma'amein, v'gam ha'shatz rov tfilas v'lachash. Again, and the chazan, most of his davening is quietly. He's finishing the rest of Shmon Esrei quietly. So then, and that's what we do. That's what we call Hecha Kedusha. That's the custom that the Aruch HaShulchan brings down. It says, Amnam, Ha'ri, this is very interesting. Amnam, however, Ha'ri, the Arizal, Arizal, Hikbid Me'od. He was very, very careful. V'tziva shatzibur yispalulu kedarkam imashatz. He said, no, that you should do it the regular way, the classic way, belachash, v'achach yispal hashatz b'kol ram, and they should daven quietly, and then we repeat the Shmon Esrei, the Chazan repeats the Shmon Esrei out loud, k'chol ha'tfilas, like any other tefillah, v'av sheyehe achar shkia sachama, and even though it's after sunset, it's okay. And that's what they, right? And you see, well, Chassidim daven later anyways, but right, we're big on time, right? Everything has to be on time. And a little after Shkia, or, you know, there's different opinions what's after Shkia. But again, so you should know that that's the source of that, because the Arizal was very big on not messing this up and not changing it. Okay, let's...
What's the word, actually? What's the word you're saying?
I know it's hechi.
What is it?
Half a kedusha,
like a quick, hard kedusha. The word
hechi means? It's in Yiddish, yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's not a. Yeah. Okay, let's just start. Base is long, but at least let's get started on it. Okay, we're talking about mincha time. So Mechaber says.
Which one?
It's. Excuse me. page 290, Reish Lamed Beis, Beis. And we're talking about Mincha. This is a Chazal, this is a Mishnah in Shabbos. So the Gemara, Machar says as follows. Lo yeshev adam listaper, person should sit down to get a haircut. Somach l'mincha, when you're close to mincha. Obviously the question is going to be, what's close and what's mincha? You know, there's a mincha ketana, mincha gedola, there's shkia. Like, what do you mean mincha, and what's close to? So anyways, you shouldn't sit down to get a haircut close to mincha, ad shis pao, until you daven mincha. You have to daven mincha first. And it's not just haircuts. V'lo yichnas l'merchats, you shouldn't go into the bathhouse. Right, we know about bathhouses, but we're going to talk about it some more. V'lo borsaki, or not to the borsaki either, and explains in the brackets, makom shema avinim sham oros. What's a borsaki? A borsaki is a place where they cure hides. Right? Like, again, if you're a normal person, I don't know what normal is. A regular person in society, you don't want to know what curing means, unless you're talking about healing a person. Curing hides, you know, this person. But we're fortunate, we learn halacha, so we know these words. Below, next page, below the din, and you're not supposed to sit down in din to judge someone. Below the echo, and not to eat. Vafilu suda ketana. Even not a lavish meal, but a quote-unquote small meal. Samach l'mincha gedola. Here we see it. Next to mincha gedola. V'imhilcha ba'achas mikol elu. If one started one of these endeavors, eino mafsik. You don't have to stop. Afal pi shehilcha b'isur. Even though you did a no-no, you started in an illegal fashion. You don't have to stop, but with one caveat. V'hu shiyei shos b'yom lispalo. That's be enough time. That has to be enough time to finish whatever the endeavor is. There has to be enough time to finish it before the end of the day, so you have enough time to have mincha. So obviously, this is going to be very involved, as you can see. What are we talking about, like in all these cases? But Meretz Hashem, we're going to have to see that in Meretz Hashem next week. Okay?